Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about sports. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list, A to H, the reason each person gives for the decline in traditional sports. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list, A to H, what each person predicts about the future of sports. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
Traditional sports like football, tennis, and golf are losing fans in their hundreds. Young people are just not getting into them. If you go back 40 years or so, when kids came home from school, they'd go and play football or something locally, often for free, as long as they had a ball. But a lot of the pitches have gone and have been used for housing in many cases. What's interesting, though, is how in years to come, with new technology, we'll be able to find out things like the player's heart rate, calories used, etc. Whereas right now, we only know, for example, the speed of a serve in tennis.
Speaker 2.
Well, I'm not surprised well-established sports like soccer and baseball are attracting fewer spectators. And to redress this problem, I'm sure sports will be a whole lot more exciting to watch or take part in very soon. In fact, it's already happening if you think about the take-up rate for action sports like kiteboarding, snowmobiling, and mountaineering. Then there's esports, where people play sports video games. And yes, these are now classified as sports. The element of competition is there, if not the physical exertion. The real explanation why regular sports are less popular is because people spend much more time alone on their computer. Being in a huge crowd at a baseball game is no longer what people want to do.
Speaker 3.
My mum plays badminton at the weekend, but her club's losing members. And I can understand that because I think people have become less bothered about keeping in shape. If you look at the number of hours people spend in front of a computer or TV, it's obvious. And more of us are becoming spectators rather than players. In my opinion, that's down to new sports becoming so complicated. For example, these what are called mash-up sports, where two or more sports are blended, like playing frisbee and volleyball. But that's the way sports are going. I'm convinced of it. And because these sports are new, the rules haven't really been established yet. So that's another complication.
Speaker 4.
I think traditional sports like cricket and rugby have had their day. And it's not such a bad thing because when I played rugby at school, quite a few of us got injured. But that's not the cause of the drop in spectator numbers or even players. It's more to do with the fact that now we accept that the word sport can refer to many more activities. Even individual sports, and e-sports too. And with the increase in popularity of e-sports, a natural consequence is that players are more likely to be in their teens than their 40s. And this is going to be the trend, a huge change in the demographic of who takes part in or watches sports.
Speaker 5.
I can't stand traditional sports, and to me it's obvious why they're no longer attracting people. I used to play hockey, and as a team we were keen and wanted to have a good time playing, but literally every 3 minutes the referee would blow her whistle and we'd have to stop because someone had done something wrong, like raised her stick too high. It's a shame because when I stopped playing, I missed being so fit. The other thing I don't like is professional sport and the amount players earn. But I think pretty soon these mad salaries will have to be cut because young people just don't want to support that sort of big business. We're more democratic.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker 1.
Traditional sports like football, tennis and golf are losing fans in their hundreds. Young people are just not getting into them. If you go back 40 years or so, when kids came home from school, they'd go and play football or something locally, often for free, as long as they had a ball. But a lot of the pitches have gone and have been used for housing in many cases. What's interesting, though, is how in years to come, with new technology, we'll be able to find out things like the player's heart rate, calories used, etc. Whereas right now, we only know, for example, the speed of a serve in tennis.
Speaker 2.
Well, I'm not surprised well-established sports like soccer and baseball are attracting fewer spectators. And to redress this problem, I'm sure sports will be a whole lot more exciting to watch or take part in very soon. In fact, it's already happening if you think about the take-up rate for action sports like kiteboarding, snowmobiling, and mountaineering. Then there's esports, where people play sports video games. And yes, these are now classified as sports. The element of competition is there, if not the physical exertion. The real explanation why regular sports are less popular is because people spend much more time alone on their computer. Being in a huge crowd at a baseball game is no longer what people want to do.
Speaker 3.
My mum plays badminton at the weekend, but her club's losing members. And I can understand that because I think people have become less bothered about keeping in shape. If you look at the number of hours people spend in front of a computer or TV, it's obvious. And more of us are becoming spectators rather than players. In my opinion, that's down to new sports becoming so complicated. For example, these what are called mash-up sports, where two or more sports are blended, like playing frisbee and volleyball. But that's the way sports are going. I'm convinced of it. And because these sports are new, the rules haven't really been established yet. So that's another complication.
Speaker 4.
I think traditional sports like cricket and rugby have had their day. And it's not such a bad thing because when I played rugby at school, quite a few of us got injured. But that's not the cause of the drop in spectator numbers or even players. It's more to do with the fact that now we accept that the word sport can refer to many more activities. Even individual sports, and e-sports too. And with the increase in popularity of e-sports, a natural consequence is that players are more likely to be in their teens than their 40s. And this is going to be the trend, a huge change in the demographic of who takes part in or watches sports.
Speaker 5.
I can't stand traditional sports, and to me it's obvious why they're no longer attracting people. I used to play hockey, and as a team we were keen and wanted to have a good time playing, but literally every 3 minutes the referee would blow her whistle and we'd have to stop because someone had done something wrong, like raised her stick too high. It's a shame because when I stopped playing, I missed being so fit. The other thing I don't like is professional sport and the amount players earn. But I think pretty soon these mad salaries will have to be cut because young people just don't want to support that sort of big business. We're more democratic.
That's the end of part four.